This is KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Up next, the Opera Box. Support comes from Boulder Opera presenting Manon by Massenet on February 18th and 19th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Tickets and information can be found at BoulderOperaCompany.com. Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight, I'm in conversation with Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez, who will be conducting the Boulder Opera Company's production of Jules Massenet's 1884 opera, Manon, at the Dairy Center in Boulder, Saturday, February 18th and Sunday, February 19th. Let's start with an aria from Act 3, I Walk on All Paths, sung by Dame Kiri Takanawa.
Thank you.
Kiri Takanawa, accompanied by the orchestra of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, Geoffrey Tate conducting. We heard Je Marche sur tous les chemins from Manon, Act 3 by Jules Massenet. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. And now the first part of my conversation with Boulder Opera Company's conductor, Stephen Aguilot-Arbues. Stephen Aguilot-Arbues, welcome to KGNU.
Thank you very, very much, Gary.
Let me just ask you a little bit about yourself and how you've come to Boulder Opera.
Sure. I started off at my undergrad, actually, at University of Colorado in Boulder. I went to school there and had a wonderful experience as a piano performance major. And it was one of my professors there that actually got me into the opera. And so he said, well, if you want to learn everything about opera, which I was already interested before I got there, he said, you have to play them, you have to coach singers, and if you want to conduct, then you also have to study that as well, and really, really come from a perspective of really internalizing the opera physically, so in my fingers, but also mentally in my mind. So I started there in University of Colorado Boulder, and it was just Boulder is just such a beautiful place. And then I went off to do my graduate work at the Manhattan School of Music in New York City, even specializing further into the opera. And it was just natural for me to come back to Colorado after grad school. I just love it here so, so much. And Boulder itself has a special place in my heart. I started working with Boulder Opera in 2016, I believe, with a production of The Barber of Seville. So I conducted the Barber of Seville there. And since then, I was also conductor for, there was a gala concert that I did one year. I was also a pianist for another gala concert as well. I also had the privilege of conducting The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, as well as L'Enfant et les Sortilèges by Maurice Ravel. So yeah, it's just been wonderful to work with Boulder Opera. It's great to, of course, work with Dianella Acosta. And, you know, when we were casting the shows for Manon, it was just exciting just to be there, to really be part of this Boulder Opera company. You know, a lot of the singers that we work with, some of them are new to me, working with them, but some of them I've worked with before. And this is such exciting music. I just love it so much.
Well, let's get straight to Manon.
Sure.
For people who are unfamiliar with the opera, this is the one by Massenet.
Yes.
And not Manon Lescaut, right?
Not the Puccini.
So if you could sort of give us a synopsis of what to expect. I mean, Manon is kind of a bon vivant, or could we call her a bad girl? I don't know. She loves pleasure, right?
She definitely loves pleasure. And as she says, her family has described her as loving pleasure a little too much. Yes, she definitely loves pleasure. She loves riches, and she loves materialistic things, you know, jewels and dresses, and just wants to be part of that quote-unquote beautiful society of her time. And so, yes, she definitely loves the actual things in life, the materialistic things.
And so, of course, her father is going to ship her off to a nunnery, right? You know,
yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Right? Is that the natural course there? Go to the convent?
Pretty much. So, anyway, she meets someone.
Yes. I mean, she's very young. She meets a very young man, the Chevalier de Grieux. You know, in an operatic sense, they fall in love very, very quickly. And they decide to live together. And they go off to Paris to live, and de Grieux is a young man, a student, and he's been living off of also his father's wealth. And so his father eventually learns of their relationship, and of course, definitely at that time, if you weren't married already, then it's something shameful to look down upon this whole arrangement of living together and not being married. And
well, and not just Manon, but also de Grieux, because his father is really upset that he's taken up with this woman who, does he consider Manon beneath his son?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Also, social status is another thing. So Manon is not necessarily coming from wealth. Or if she did, then, I mean, the whole reason she's going to the convent is to get rid of that. And so it's, yeah, so in terms of money and in terms of social class, yeah, I believe her father is not thinking that Manon is at the same level as his son. It's, you know, it's scandalous what they're doing.
So star-crossed lovers, of course, I don't know how much you want to say. I mean,
sure,
it's a somewhat well-known story.
I think without giving away the ending here, I think there's one of the big struggles in this opera is the choices that we make. You know, the choices that we have that are given to us, given our circumstances, and then we have to really come to terms with those. So do you want to have these riches in your life of materialistic things, or do you want to love? Do you want to love freely and just have love in your life and not be consumed by the monetary things in life?
That's a lovely synopsis, and I think it's very apropos to a modern audience as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, all of these issues, all of these challenges and struggles that these people have in operas, just in general, a lot of times, even in these classic operas, they're still apparent today. They're still here with us today. And so I think Manon can really show us what's inside of ourselves, where our hearts lie, also who do we want to be?
I'm talking this evening with conductor Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez. The Boulder Opera Company will be presenting Massenet's opera Manon at the Dairy on February 18th and 19th. Here's the moment that Manon and Grieux meet for the first time.
Moi, je ne sais, j'obéis, je ne suis plus mon maître. Je vous vois, j'en suis sûr, pour la première fois, et mon cœur cependant vient de vous reconnaître.
Pardon!
aux amoureux l'un à l'autre enchaînés.
À Paris,
pour jamais réunis,
nous n'aurons que des ennuis.
Grenade,
lâchez! Il faut que je sorte! Cette perfide et de cet enragé.
Soprano Beverly Sills, tenor Nicolai Geda, accompanied by the New Philharmonia Orchestra, Julius Rudel conducting, a duet from Act One of Manon by Jules Massenet. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Here's more of my conversation with Boulder Opera Company conductor Stephen Aguiló-Arbuez. Let's talk a little bit about the two performances. There's one, they're both at the Dairy Center in Boulder, and one is an evening performance at 7 on Saturday, February 18th, and the other is a Sunday matinee at February 19th.
Yes.
Is this opera fully staged?
Yes, the opera is fully staged, and Gene Roberts is our stage director. And we started with our music rehearsals first, and then we moved on to staging. So everything is looking very, very nicely, you know.
That's great. Yeah, so it's a full opera experience.
It's a full opera experience with chorus and with orchestra. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about this.
Are you doing it in period costume, or is it more contemporary?
It's more contemporary. So the idea is 1960s.
Hmm.
You know, the great thing about this opera is that, I mean, obviously it's not set in the 1960s. And if it was set in the period, I mean, there would be probably velvet and silk everywhere. But also, you know, there's the choice to set it, I think, in the 1960s also has its relevance. It also has its strengths in terms of how Manon and Des Grieux, and especially Guillot, who is
who's a rival.
Yes,
for Manon's affections, right?
He has a lot of power in this money and power in this opera. So in this story, he's the one that really orders for Des Grieux and Manon to be arrested. And so, like I said before, the choices that we make given the circumstances that we are given. And so obviously with Des Grieux and Manon, they don't have too much sway after being arrested. It's really Des Grieux's father who says, "You're going to be released pretty soon." And he says, "Well, what about Manon?" And nope, she's going to be shipped off to America, actually. So
yeah, Louisiana, the deserts of Louisiana.
Exactly, the plains and deserts of Louisiana.
How many intermissions are there?
Right now, I believe there might be one that's planned. Even with the intermission, I don't think it's even that long.
Okay. And so you're saying maybe 2 hours or something?
Yeah.
Like a 2-hour evening for people to plan?
Sure. 2 to 2.5 hours. Maybe that's about the same length as, I mean, even shorter than a Marvel movie now these days, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, the reason I ask is that it's like, you know, if people are planning an evening around it or an afternoon, it's like it's sort of good to know kind of like how much time they're budgeting for that.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, with a lot of French opera, French romantic opera, there's usually a big ballet that happens, and we don't have the ballet. It's just, you know, there's not enough time and enough people to you know, maybe at another time, you know, we could possibly do it part of the ballet or the whole thing, but for this production, those things will just cut down on time. So really, you're not there for that long. But at the same time, if you really want to make an evening out of it and to go see a show, then it's just a great opportunity to come.
Now, the opera is not going to be sung in English, correct?
Correct. It's going to be sung in French, but with super titles in English.
So anyone can follow along.
Anyone can follow along. You could look up, at the super titles to not miss a word if you really want to. But you know, the great thing about this opera is that even if you don't speak any French at all, the music can be so descriptive. The music can really show everything about the emotions that these characters are going through. And you won't even need to look up at the super titles. There's just moments where you want to just check in. But the way also these singers are really portraying these characters and the music, how it really just transforms these words, this poetry, into this opera. There are going to be those times when you say, "Oh, I don't need super titles. I know exactly what's going on. I can feel exactly what's going on."
I'm in conversation this evening with conductor Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez. The Boulder Opera Company will be presenting Massenet's opera Manon at the Dairy on February 18th and 19th. Here's soprano Renée Fleming singing Adieu Notre Petite Table from Act 2.
Yes.
Soprano Renee Fleming was accompanied by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Sir Charles McCarras conducting Adieu notre petite table from Act Two of Manon by Jules Massenet. This is the Opera Box on KGNU, and now the final part of this evening's conversation with Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez. Do you want to talk a little bit about the cast? Amy Maples is Manon. And you said you've worked with some of these singers before, so do you want to talk a little bit about the casting?
Yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful cast. Amy is absolutely fantastic. We have Cody Lawn as Chevalier de Greer, and he's just absolutely wonderful. Everyone in the cast, I mean, we have Lescaut, Brandon Tyler Padgett, and there's other characters in the show as well that really are fun. They kind of alleviate the situation a little bit. I mean, there's some very, very serious and serious sides, some really passionate music, especially between Manon and de Greer. But then you have these other characters that really give a whimsical feeling to the opera. And it's just wonderful to see all of them really come together and just make this opera come alive.
Are there any particular moments in the opera where you think this is... just if it's a particular aria or something? I mean, are there any like highlights?
Manon has, you know, this beautiful gavotte in the middle of the opera that is just so charming. You know, that's another word I'd probably use to describe this music is charming. And then her opening aria to kind of introduce her to the story is absolutely beautiful. There's the tenor's aria of En fermant les yeux. You just can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with these arias. I mean, obviously, the opera is not all made up of arias. And so there are many ensembles. So some of my favorites are the duets between Manon and her lover, de Greer. Some of them, the first ones, I mean, like I said, they fall in love so, so quickly, and they form this bond together. You just know that after that that first duet between them, for the rest of the opera, there's nothing that can separate them. And when the circumstances come where, you know, I'll give a little bit of the plot away, where Chevalier is taken away from Manon, and he's at an abbey, and he's going into this different kind of life. And Manon hears about this, and she just, even after having all the jewels and all the beautiful dresses and everything that she really wanted, she's still not happy with just herself. She needs de Greer. That connection that they have together is really something so special that even he puts up a fight a little bit. He says, no, I can't do this. And she really, really pours her heart into it and says, we have to be together again. And he says, okay, we're gonna do this. And so those moments between both of them, I mean, there's, you know, later on they have another duet, and then there's a gambling scene. He's reluctant to be gambling, but she pushes and says, you know, okay, let's have it all. Let's have our love. I love you so, so much. And let's be rich as well. And so that kind of push, you know, is really that music between them, but also with the other people around them, is just absolutely stunning. Operas that you just have to come to. You don't want to miss this. But if it's your first opera, that's great too, because you really see, as a first-time opera goer, what opera is all about. And especially with Manon. Manon is the kind of work that hopefully makes you a lifetime goer to the opera.
Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Stephen Aguilot-Arbouez will be conducting a fully staged performance of Jules Massenet's 1884 opera Manon at the Derry Center for the Arts in Boulder, Colorado, this February 18 and 19. Tickets and information can be found at BoulderOperaCompany.com. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Let's continue now with another duet between Manon and Griot from Act Two, C'est lui instant charmant.
Quelqu'un, il ne faut pas le trouble faire.
Je le congédierai d'une façon polie. Je reviens, nous rions toutes de ta folie.
Soprano Beverly Sills and tenor Nikolai Geta, accompanied by New Philharmonia Orchestra, Julius Rudel conducting. That was C'est lui instant charmant from Act Two of Manon by Jules Massenet. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. And let's finish now with the final scene of Manon, sung by Angela Georgiou and tenor Roberto Alagna.
Pardonnez-moi. te pardonner, quand ton cœur à mon cœur vient de se qui tombe, c'est la première étoile.
Oh, le beau diamant. Tu vois, je suis encore coquette.
On vient, partons, Manon.
Soprano Angela Georgiou was Manon, tenor Roberto Alagna was Desgrieux. They were accompanied by the Orchestra Symphonique de la Monnaie, Antonia Papano conducting, the final scene from Manon by Jules Massenet. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box. And if you love the vocal arts, you'll join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. Please stay tuned for A Classic Monday up next.
Do you have an extra desktop computer or maybe some office chairs that you or your business is getting rid of? Visit kgnu.org/wishlist to find out what items KGNU is in need of to keep the station running. All items should be in good working order and are subject to inspection before acceptance. A donation receipt can be provided. Give KGNU a call at 303-449-4885 if you have any items to give.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland, featuring funk and soul music from the Pamlico Sound and Los Cheesies, Friday, February 17th. Ticket information and more at thecariboo.com. You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. It is 8 o'clock, which means our classical music lineup continues with A Classic Monday.